I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman. Welcome to Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast. Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast is a ministry of Whitfield Pentecostal Fellowship Church for the purpose of the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our aim is to preach good tidings to the meek, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Also, you can hear our broadcast at your convenience at whitfieldpfc.org, our website. We'll be telling you more at the end of the broadcast how you can receive or find copies of this message. I hope you enjoy today's broadcast. May God bless you.
I'm going to stand in front of him with a body just like he is.
I'm looking forward to that, Sister Winnie.
Amen. 1 Corinthians 15 and 20. Amen. The Word of God says, but now, like them interjections, but now is Christ risen from the dead and become the firstfruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die. Listen, as in Adam all die. It said all. Notice that. Even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But if anybody that's going to be made alive, only in Christ. Hello, Oprah. Amen. But every man in his own order. Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. For he hath put all things under his feet, but when he saith all things are put under him, it is manifest that he is accepted which did put all things under him. But when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all. Notice there is a distinction between God the Father and God the Son set forth in that passage. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm glad I'm born again. I'm glad that there is a resurrection. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm glad that Jesus arose. Amen. My, what a wonderful exclamation point to everything that God done when he raised Jesus from the grave. Amen. Hallelujah. I listened to a sermon many years ago, and it was a black man was testifying as he started to preach, and amen, and they was having a convention. Amen. And one brother had got up and he preached amen on Friday, and he preached on the death and the burial. Amen. But when he left the stage and the second preacher's coming on, he said, now top that if you can. Amen. And the preacher walked out. Amen. And he said, it's Friday, but Sunday's coming. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, I think he knocked it right through the hole in the floor. Amen. What you saying, Brother Joe? Amen. Yes, he went in that tomb on Friday. Amen. He loved us enough to lay down his life. Amen. But I'm telling you, I heard him say, the Father's given me the power to lay it down. But he didn't stop there. Amen. He said, he's also given me the power to take it again. Amen. Hallelujah. What does that mean, Brother Joe? God will give us power to live this Christian life. Amen. To lay down our life. Amen. Our self-will. Amen. But I can tell you what. Amen. He'll also give us the power to take up another life. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. A life that is greater than our life. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Clendenin rings that bell when I say that. And this morning, he didn't come to share my miserable life with me. He came to give me his glorious life. Amen. My, my. I know a lot of people get aggravated when, amen, at those words. For this the gospel truth. Amen. Jesus didn't intend for man, amen, to remain dragged in chains and degradation and sin. He intended that man should follow him, and that following, amen, goes by the cross. You hear me? Amen. The Apostle Paul said, if I glory, Amen. In the book of Galatians, chapter 6, if I glory, I will glory in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, whereby or by which means, if you will, the world is crucified unto me, and I am crucified to the world. Amen. Now, without the cross, and I don't mean two pieces of wood. I mean, that mark of the Spirit, amen, where man has become subject unto Christ, amen. Hallelujah. He has identified with Him from the foundation of the world. Amen. What do you mean, Brother Joe? Amen. I am crucified with Him. Not I am crucified by myself. I simply am crucified as I follow Christ. Woo! Brother Clinton and said that self-crucified crowd's the meanest people in town. I've met a lot of them. Amen. They hate everybody. They don't fit their little bill. Amen. They aggravate it. They say bad things about them. Come on. Amen. But if we follow Christ, we will be crucified. The flesh, amen, the lust thereof, all of those things will be brought, amen, to naught by me following Him. Amen. Hallelujah. Why, Brother Joe? Because I'm not going to follow Him in unrighteousness. He doesn't do unrighteousness. He leads unto righteousness. Amen. Let me hurry. I got to get where I'm going. So I want to look at some things in the Word of God. I want to look at three topics this morning. The death, the burial, and the resurrection. All of these are shown forth in Easter. Amen. Hallelujah. So number one, death. Amen. Notice what the Word of God we read in the Scripture. All in Adam, all die. Amen. Let's just establish the foundation of where we were, where mankind is. Amen. As Christ has come to do the finished work. Amen. Man is dead in trespasses and sins. It says here, and Adam, all die. All died in that garden. When Adam and Eve sinned in that garden, what did the Word of God say? Amen. That death by sin, amen, and death by sin did enter in upon all humanity. What are you saying, Brother Joe? That every child that is born dead in trespasses and sins. You don't have to teach them how to be wrong. They automatically just follow suit. It is their nature. Come on with Brother Joe. I know we're living in a world that is very, very confused. And if it wasn't confused enough, we got folks throwing even more confusion. Amen. I like what Mr. Robinson said. Amen. The Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina, they ain't but two genders, male and female. Come on, come on with Brother Joe. Amen. When you find people that are sowing confusion and discord, when you know one thing, they did not come from God. They are not speaking God's message. They are after, amen, out of the flesh and out of the corruptness of fallen man. Amen. Well, go, Brother Joe, the church ain't got no business. I can tell you, the church better start heralding the truth. Amen. If there ain't nobody that'll let that light shine, the light will go out, and everybody's in darkness. Amen. Now, listen, if anybody's going to stand for the truth, it ought to be the church. Hello? Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. No, I don't believe in hating anybody. Don't believe we ought to do anybody wrong no matter what they do. Come on. Listen. Amen. I can tell you, the Word of God says love your enemies. But loving your enemies is not lying to your enemies. Amen. Loving your enemies is not going along with your enemies when they do wrong. Hello. My Bible says if your brother offends you, rebuke him. It don't mean that you chew him out and cuss him out. Come on. It means that you just say, you should not have done me that way. Come on. Listen, that's the biblical business. The only way you're going to gain that, brother, is if you say, hey, you offended me. You shouldn't have done that. Amen. Then when the person asks forgiveness, we forgive. We move on. Everything is fixed. You know, if everything worked like that, boy, I'm telling you what, we'd have a whole lot better world when we had, boy, having to smooth things out. The devil wouldn't like it a bit. Come on. He likes the grind and the confusion. Amen. Listen, so in Adam all die. Amen. And in Christ shall all be made alive. Amen. In Christ. Not anywhere else. Not outside of Christ, but in Christ. Amen. Now, listen, we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 that God made Adam, that first man. Amen. God made him a what? Living soul. Amen. 1 Corinthians 15. Amen. He said, man, God made that first Adam a living soul. Amen. Then what else do we see there, Brother Joe? But we see something else called, not the second Adam. I hear people refer to that. That's not what the Bible says. Amen. It says the last Adam. Amen. God made what? A quickening spirit. The term quicken simply means to give life. Amen. If God, amen, found man dead in trespasses and sins, amen, then somebody has got to bring them out of that condition. Amen. In Adam all die. In Christ all shall all be made alive. Amen. But there's a pattern here. Amen. Jesus said, if any man will be my disciple, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Amen. Or else he cannot be my disciple. What does that mean, Brother Job? Except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it fall into the ground and die, it bringeth forth much fruit. Amen. That is the pattern of Christianity. Jesus died. Amen. He died for the sins of men. Come on, listen. Why did he got to die, Brother Job? Amen. The cost and the price of sin is death. Amen. Listen. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Man died, but he couldn't pay the sin debt. Amen. Come on with me. I'm telling you about himself. Jesus had come. Man would eternally be paying that sin debt and never able to pay it off. Always dying. Come on. That is the heritage of every man, woman, boy, and girl born in this world. Born dead in trespasses and sins. Amen. Debt is his heritage. Amen. Hell is his eternity. Why, Brother Joe? Because man sinned in that garden. He passed that sin on. Listen, amen. I hear people say, it don't matter what I do. Amen. My Bible says that we can pass things down to the third and fourth generation. Amen. Come on. If we don't do right, then we're doing is helping to hinder and to harm. Amen. Generation after generation that comes after us. Amen. The greatest heritage that can be left a person, amen, by their parents is that they live godly lives. Amen. And they left them a blessing rather than a cursing. Hello? Come on with Brother Joe. I said they left them a blessing rather than a cursing. Amen. Listen, amen, may death. 1 Corinthians, I said, some will say, how are the dead raised up? And with what body do they come? Thou fool, that which shall thou sowest is not quickened except it die. Amen. Listen, something in order to live, we got to die. Amen. Old man, old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. That is the scripture in Corinthians. Amen. Describing, amen, the born-again experience. Amen. So, Easter means a whole lot to Brother Joe. Amen. It means I die with him. Amen. But I don't remain in that state. It means that I'm also buried with him. But listen, if you don't bury that seed, you ain't going to get nothing out of it. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Then we are resurrected with him. Amen. So death. Romans 7:2, for the woman which had, let me back up. Matthew 16:24, and Jesus said unto the disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Amen. So death has to be an integral part of what God is doing. Amen. What's he doing? He's burying that old man, resurrecting that new man. Hallelujah. Come on. Amen. If you listen, no man can serve both of them. Got to be one or the other. Amen. Hallelujah. You can't live two lives. No man can serve two masters. Jesus is explicit. Amen. So death, I got to be willing. When I come to an altar, January 13, 1985, amen, amen, was willing to die with him. Amen. I came to Jesus. Why? I'm dead in trespasses and sins. I come to identify, amen, with his glorious work. Amen. Because he said, if I'd come and I'd confess my sin, amen, he's faithful and just to forgive me of my sin and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Amen. I come to identify with him. I come to say, you're right. I'm wrong. Amen. I've come to walk with you. I've come to be led by you. You. Amen. Oh, I've come to die with you, sir. Amen. Hallelujah. You see, listen, that is what is escaping the Christian realm today. Oh, they want Jesus to die, but don't you ask it of me. God, come on, I'm afraid you just can't have it that way. Come on. Amen. If we're not willing, amen, to lay everything down, listen, lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us, I got to be willing to lay it all down. Man, before God called me to preach, amen, God got to dealing with me about things before. Amen. I'm going to school. I got plans on doing certain. I got plans. You know how plans are. You got plans. Well, Amen. I can tell you when God's got plans, and we got plans, and they're not going together, something gets good. You get a friction going there. You see, amen, several things begin to happen to Brother Joe. Amen. Never had a problem learning in my life. Amen. But I begin to have a problem learning. And I begin to have a problem worse than that. When I got in my prayer closet, I sounded like I was dropping peas in a bucket. Come on. Listen. I said, when I got in the prayer closet, it sounded like dry peas hitting the bucket. What does he mean? There's a brass heaven there. Come on. Listen. Amen. God's dealing with me. Amen. Oh, well, Brother Joe, did you kind of con God? No, I kept trying to do my thing, trying to get God to come with me. Amen. It wasn't working. Amen. The prayer closet was a place, other than a place of joy. Amen. And a place of having fellowship with God, it turned into a place of, amen, of frustration. Oh, well, Brother Joe, what'd you do? I said, there come a time. Amen. I said, there come a time. When I said one night, I got in there and them peas was pinging on the bucket. And I said, Lord, amen. I said, I'll write that letter tonight. Amen. I'll put it in the mail in the morning. Amen. I can tell you the bucket went away, the peas went away, and the rain came. Amen. Come on. Oh, listen. Amen. I got willing to die. I got willing to do His will and rather than my own. Come on. And it'll always be that way. Hear me. Amen. Except man was willing to what? Deny himself. Take up his cross. And follow me. He cannot be my disciple. Amen. The Lord said, all right. Amen. No, it didn't stop there. That's just a starting point. Hello? Amen. A lot of people get things confused. They think it's all over with right there. No, it's just starting. Amen. God said, remember all them times you got your nose stuck in all them books? I said, yes, sir, I remember. He said, I got a book. I want you to stick it in. Hello? And so I did. Amen. I started in Genesis. He said, you start in the front. Go through it. Here we went. By the time I got to Jeremiah, amen, he got to knocking on my door again. Amen. I learned my lesson a little better that time. Amen. Hallelujah. He didn't have to get the stick out and whip me as much. Amen. I thought he was confused about which one of my brother he was picking on. I thought he meant he wanted Tim to preach and wanted me to tell him. Come on. I said, he's the one got all the mouth and never meets a stranger. Amen. I think he said, no, I ain't making no mistakes, son. Amen. Oh, yes, I said, Lord, your will. Listen, amen, we ain't getting nowhere with God until we're willing to die. Amen. I got to be willing to go across that Jordan. That Jordan's a type of the death of that self, of that old self. Amen. And there can't be any resurrection until there's a death. Until I'm willing for that old man to die, I can't have that resurrection in the newness of life. Amen. You ever see a fellow try to get his crop to grow before he put his seed in the ground? Amen. It don't work that way, does it? Amen. No. Amen. Got to plant that seed. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Then, Brother Joe, yeah, when it comes up, but no, it ain't over then. There's still a lot of work to be done. He's still working on me. Amen. He's still working on you. Amen. Amen. Got death. Amen. Jesus died. Amen. On Friday. I had folks of another persuasion about the Trinity. Amen. They don't believe in it. Amen. Anyway, amen. They declared, amen, deity can't die. Amen. I said, I'm going to tell you a little secret. If deity didn't die on that cross, we all lost as a goose. Amen. Come on. I said, if deity didn't die on that cross, give up the ghost in that body, we all doomed. You hear me? Amen. Not to the high state. Why? They had to be a sacrifice for sin. You read it in your Bible. God laid down the foundation of how everything works. Sin, if it's going to be remedied, there has to be a sacrifice for that sin. Listen, man, amen, we sung that old song, oh, the debt I could not pay. And it was growing every day. But Jesus, thank God He didn't just go make a little payment. He paid it all for me. Amen. Aren't you glad that He did? Hallelujah. He paid my sin debt. Amen. Listen, He's the only one that can pay it. Nobody else could. Amen. Man couldn't pay it. He'd forever be paying on it and ever doomed. Come on, my Brother Joe. But God made a remedy. Ooh, somebody says, well, God don't love me. I want to tell you, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Amen. There is no words. There is no language. There is no expression. Amen. That can show forth the goodness and the wonder of the love of God. Oh, the love of Jesus. How it thrills my precious soul. My God. More and more, I want to sing His praises while the happy ages roll. Oh, hallelujah. There's nothing like the love of God. Amen. But God said, if you're going to have my life, amen, you've got to be willing to get rid of the one you got. Hallelujah. Woo! Come on. Listen. When Moses... I don't know how I got here, but I'm here. Amen. When Moses, amen, is setting up the priesthood, amen, he has brought them, amen, in, and he's washed and brought them to the laver. Amen. Listen, ain't nobody going to get saved until they've been brought under conviction. The washing, that, amen, that big old, amen, pool that set out front, that big laver, amen, had them bulls that held it up, and they're looking north, south, east, and west. Don't matter where you come from. Hey, all got to come into that place. That's the Word of God, the washing of the water. Amen. That Word of God reveals us for what we are, reveals Christ for who He is. Amen. It reveals our sinfulness and His righteousness. Come on. Amen. That's why the Word of God, amen, must be preached. Amen. Without fear, favor, or compromise. If not, amen, there will be no conviction. If there's no conviction, there will be no repentance. If there's no repentance, there will be no redemption. Come on. So, He brought them by the labor. They've washed. They've taken off them old everyday clothes and they put on that linen ephod. Come on, Brother Joe. That's a symbol of purity. A symbol is one color. It's the singleness of heart, singleness of mind, and singleness of spirit. Amen. Come on. Ah, come on. One Lord, one baptism, one God over us all, in us all. Amen. Glory to God. God's not double-minded. He's not twisted. He's not confused. Amen. There's one mind. It's the mind of Christ. Let that mind that was in Christ Jesus dwell also in you and I. Amen. He brought them in. He brought them all into that unity. Now, amen, He's fixing to equip them for the ministry. And so Moses takes that choice portion of that ram, that thigh. Amen. And he heaves it up and blesses it. Ask God to bless that portion. Come on. Woo! Amen. Then Moses has got all that priesthood lined up down there. Amen. And one by one, amen, he places that choice portion into empty hands. Come on, listen. Amen, brother. Amen, brother Oswald Chambers said, amen, if I want God blessed, let me empty my hands of what I got and let God fill my hands with what He's got. Come on. Lord, I ain't got nothing. Woo! I like that little boy. He didn't have no money. When he got the offering plate done, he put it on the floor and he stood in and said, Lord, here I am. Oh, come on. That's what he's after. Amen. Oh, and one by one, Moses drops that choice portion into their hands and they heave it up in a heave offering. What's that, Brother Joe? That's the church. Amen. We're telling that world, amen, we give you Christ. Amen. Plus nothing. Minus nothing. That's everything. Amen. If we try to give that world anything else, it's confusion. Amen. It's absolutely, amen, bringing destruction rather than good. It's Christ. Hallelujah. Well, I know I bit off more than I probably chew. Amen. Listen. Amen. Ooh. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, Behold, have I not demonstrated unto thee, saith the Lord, that I have loved not my life unto the death. Behold, I have come. No man has taken my life from me. Behold, I have laid it down willingly, because the Father's given me the power to lay it down and to take it again, saith the Lord. And behold, I am the first fruits. All them that will come and follow me shall in likewise manner act and do, saith the Lord. And behold, I shall endue with power and with authority, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me hurry. Amen. Is He? Amen. Christ the first fruits. Afterward, they that are Christ at His coming. Notice the pattern we read in the text. Christ the first fruits. Amen. Many of you have studied, amen, the offerings and the feast. Amen. The feast of first fruits. They took, amen, when their crops started to come in, they went to their crop, their fields, and they found the best grain. Amen. And the best that was coming out of their crops, and they pulled that. And then they, in the Feast of First Fruits, they come and thank God and ask God, amen, listen, that God would make all the other, amen, things in their fields just like those first fruits. Come on, listen. Oh, I want to tell you, if Christ is our first fruits, amen, listen, He wants to make us just like Him. Amen. Come on. Oh, hallelujah. If I'm going to have eternal life, He's going to have to be the first fruit. If I follow Him, listen, amen, what? Amen was accomplished in Him. He'll accomplish it in you and I. Let me just say it like this. I heard Brother Clendenin preaching many years ago. And he said, as he's preaching, he said, I was watching that woman play the organ. Amen. During the choir service. And he said, amen. He said, my hands don't have no arthritis. Amen. Brother Clendenin didn't went to home to God, but just basically cancer got him, but he didn't have any much of any kind of disease outside of that. Amen. And he said, I tell you what, if you take her brain and you put it in my head, my hands can play that organ. What's he talking about? Amen. That's mine. That was in Christ Jesus. Amen. Dwell also in you. Amen. My. If we'll follow Him, be willing to die out. Amen. Of all of our wants, wills. Amen. Whatever may come. Amen. And let His will and His desires. Amen. And His mind be led by the Spirit of a living God. Amen. Oh, listen. Then we can do what He does. Not because we can do it, but because He does it through us. I know we got them folks who get confused and they claim they're little gods. Ain't nothing further from the truth. I'm not a little god. Amen. I'm a sinner saved by grace. I don't mean, like a lot of them folks that say they're a sinner saved by grace, they think they're a sinner saved by grace so they can keep on sinning and still have the grace of God. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. I've been changed. I've been newborn. Amen. That mind that was in Christ, let it dwell in us. If it does, amen, we'll think like Him. Amen. We'll walk like Him. We'll talk like Him. Come on. Let me hurry. Death. Burial. Got to be buried. Amen. Romans 6 and 4. Therefore, we are buried with Him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Colossians 2 and 12. Buried with Him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with Him through the faith of the operation of God who hath raised Him from the dead. Amen. My. Hallelujah. Listen. Amen. What are you saying, Brother Joel? Except they's that burying. They cannot be that resurrection. Amen. You know, listen, if the burying is part of the full carrying through of the death. Amen. It is also the part, amen, that looks forward to the resurrection. Come on. Woo! You know, if I didn't think them seed come up, I wouldn't go digging that ground. Amen. And get all that ground cleaned up and prepared and do all that work to go put a seed in the ground. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Oh, come here, sir. I know God's got knowledge well beyond ours. Amen. Brother Joe knows. I don't know. God knows how many people are going to be saved around here.
We hope that you've enjoyed today's message. If you would like a copy of today's message, you can reach us at pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. That's pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. We'd be glad to tell you how that you can receive copies of the message, the original message. Please let us know by the broadcast date. We hope that we have touched your heart with the gospel, and may God bless you is our prayer.